advice for young people, young minds interested in the space program. What do you generally say? I know you speak in schools and you're out. What do you tell these young minds?
Keep your curiosity healthy. But gosh, it's really depressing right now to me to see that we've just thrown away the people
in the space program,
and in support roles. I saw this happen after Apollo to some extent. Fortunately, I had the shuttle to work on. But right now, we've essentially thrown away the capability to organize programs and so forth. Now, the money is problematic because it does take resources. And when there's competition, you can make some bad decisions. But I would guess that the Chinese are going to keep after it. They're going to the moon. They say they are. It may take them a while. But the Apollo program gave us the lunar landing. It was fantastic. They just really outdid themselves. I think that if you don't continue to reach out, then you just fester away. One thing that's good about space exploration is that it is a real challenge to solve some of the problems that they work on.
Your book, But for the Grace of God, why did you select that as a title?
Because I had a lot of harrowing experiences. I adopted an attitude that I was doing what God wanted me to do. That kept me going. It was really amazing to me that I was able to do what I was able to do. I've been very grateful for that.
As you look back on your life, what would be your overall statement or how you'd like to be remembered?
Just a dumb old kid. Didn't really care about taking the chance.
That's very good. Well, Bill, I am honored to have been able to speak with you. I thank you for sharing your life and your space adventure, and we're proud that you are an Oklahoman.
Well, thank you, John. Proud to be one.